motorcycles, and city traffic. Past surveys have shown that the use of motorcycles is becoming more and more widespread in China in recent years. In 1993, for instance, there were about 40,000 registered motorcycles in Shanghai. By 1998, sales of motorcycles were more than 240,000 a year. So, more and more people are buying and using motorcycles, in spite of the great convenience provided by public transport. The feeling of independence and the freedom to go where you please are perhaps the greatest advantages of a motorcycle compared with public transport. There is no irritation caused by waiting for buses or underground trains. However, this advantage of a motorcycle pales besides its drawbacks. More motorcycles will cause severe pollution. They also contribute to more traffic jams. For example, Shanghai Transit Company carries more than 1 million people a day. What would happen if 10% of them went by motorcycle? The figures speak for themselves. The traffic would simply stop moving. As is noted above, an increasing number of motorcycles requires more roads and parking lots. So there will be stricter control of motorcycles in the future on the part of the government. It is self-evident that public transport is more important than private transport.